Welcome, everybody, to Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show. I'm Jason Camelot. I'm going to be hosting the show today, mostly solo in the studio. We're going to try to get Catherine McLeod on the phone a little bit later. We'll see if we can make that work. Today's show is going to be a pretty special show because we're going to be featuring the music of a Montreal spoken word artist who's been active on the scene for, well, many, many, many years, putting out records, doing live shows all over the place. And we're going to be listening to, first of all, some tracks from her new album, CNO Sun Suite. But also I'm going to be bringing in some archival audio from the Spoken Web Archive Vaults. We'll get to hear a little bit of Tanya Evanson performing on the Casa del Popolo stage as part of the Words and Music show. And we'll listen to some tracks from Tanya Evanson's other recordings that were made, since 2008, really. But let's get started with listening to a first track or two from CNO Sun Suite, released just this year, available on Apple Music and other places, iTunes, wherever you want to listen to your music. And we're going to start with the first track called Culture Starter.
Of your black guts. The Kickstarter culture, your black mother's milk, the funk and the wet nurse. Your first ever fungus, your neighbor since birth. The most beneficial underbelly of the entire ecosystem down here. Critical mass, invisibles in the pipes, fighting pathogens and antigens with vinegar and bleach. You'll stiff upper lip, the moisture in your leg, the skin off your back. The air around your lung, the OG algae born of sun since 3 billion years now, yeah, we. That type of microbiome beneficium. We thicken everything. We glide and divide. Who are we? We are more you than you. We are more you than you. We are more you than you. oxygenated it. We are the protectors, essentials to life, but you put we at risk. We are the essentials. We are the essentials, but you put we at risk. And we are more you than you. Like a protest on repeat. Who matter? Who matter? Who medicine? Who medicine? Who backbone? Who front line? Intestine never tired, but who do die by means crude and unnecessary. We cleaned up the entire biosphere for you. Now it's your turn to bloom. Live culture, culture alive, live culture. Live culture, culture alive, live culture. Culture alive, live culture. Live culture alive. The entire biosphere for you, with our breath alone. Now your turn to bloom. Live culture, culture alive. Live culture, culture alive. In the 2014, the surgery, the silver, the scalpel slicing through the steel, the bloodline, the seeping downside, the white fat excise, the long raised scar back there that stays and pulses. I should be light. The orange, the surgeon, spray tan, so rude, he mocked my mindful meditation during the awkward day surgery. Performed in the end by the green intern who practically begged to cut into me with that number 10 blade. I should be light. Is face down as the man stabbed them in the back. The release, the enemy, the quickness of foreign extraction. The lumpy crimson mask pulled out the black body, the blue uniforms, the beige walls laughing down. Get me out of here, I thought now. Indigo nurse helped to shroud the body afterward and sent Muslim prayers and Hausa on her way out the operating room, having been party to this sort of exorcism before. She said, hola ya, baraka chica. I should be light, 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 baraka chica. Salt and tall, sweating the skin, a sieve surrounding slashed fascia. That hot colonial tissue having its way out with a force punching through. The rot, frothy, veily full of power. We scabbing over now. A buttercup chica. Like the plants on the planet, we remember all those things we released when we thought we were immortal. It felt good at the time because we didn't die. We said, oh my God, a buttercup chica. Allah ya, a baraka chica. White fat, loose adipose in shifts, tectonic plates ready to seize and crush our roots and shoots. Western walk changes these African feet. They used to be light, they're so heavy now since they carved that piece out of me. I should be light, a baraka chica. I should be light, a baraka chica. This body of land does her thing. We got little to do with it. But tone, time, space, love. We got everything to do with it. And these liberation incisions are all ours. I should be light, a baraka chica. I should be light. Baraka chica. Allah ya. A baraka chica. Allah ya. A baraka chica. I should be light.
Chica. Wow, that's CNO Sun Suite. We heard Culture Starter to start us off. And the second song on the track was Incision, which is the one that we just heard. That's by Tanya Evanson. And that record, CNO Sun Suite, came out like right now. It was just released late January 2025. We're going to listen to some tracks from some of Tanya's other albums. As well, and I'm gonna play one right now before we get to some of the archival stuff. This is from her record Zen Ship, and the first track is Kutp, The Search for the Bull. These are all based on a Search for the Bull series or the Bull series, but this is the first track from Tanya Evanson's 2016 record Zen Ship. This is Qutb. Kutp. Not really sure how to say it, but we're going to hear. Mm-hmm.
charge of human souls, I desire to meet that one. The one who unlocks the soul from its cage, I desire to meet that one. The lover made whole through sorrow and rage, I desire. Threshold keeper, middleway walker, axis of music and wine. A creature from myth beside us, hidden right here since time. The rigorous drunk and sovereign both, a glance, a graze, a haze. A possessor of higher knowledge involved with every being in space. No laws in effect, in fact, full flaws in effect, in fact, the moon of every night, in fact, the sun, a secret, living in plain sight, in fact, are you here because of me?
No,
I am here because of your light. Planets reach for immortality, involved with the pull of the sun. Lover, beloved, through space and time, a star must be warm for someone. Desire, desire, desire itself, desire, desire. Just then, the room would be found empty. We are only mind. We create ideas. The bloodstream from beyond boils in us, breathlessly unveiled. Breathlessly unveiled. This hot new temper fills the void, the poet's marriage knot. This bridge is my aching back, she said. My husband, a bridge of cock. Until death, the union takes breath. The glance of raise the haze, possessor of higher knowledge and love with every being in space. No flaws in effect, in fact, full flaws in effect, the moon, the sun. Are you here because of me? I am here because of your light. Planets reach for mortality, in love with the moon of the sun. Love and beloved through space and time, a star must be warm for someone. Desire. I'm living.
waiting for you. I left looking for you.
Wow. Zen ship sounds from Tanya Evanson. That's Qutb, or Q-U-T-B, The Search for the Bull, from her album Zen Ship. And I mentioned earlier that my partner in crime for the Sonic Lit Spoken Web Radio show, Catherine McLeod, can't be in the studio with me today, unfortunately. She had to stay home because little Clara, her daughter, was having some, just not having the best day. And I think it was a teething thing. And, teeth are important. They're all part of this oral performance art that we're highlighting on the show. But since she can't be with us in studio, we're going to try to see if we can get her on the phone. So I'm interested to hear what Catherine thinks of the Tanya Evanson stuff we've been playing so far. Catherine, are you there? Can you hear us?
Hi, Jason. I can hear you.
All right. Cool. I hear you too. This is
fantastic.
Exciting.
I'm so thrilled to be live on the show via the telephone.
Yeah. Well, I hope things are going okay. How's Clara doing?
Oh, she's doing well. She's actually having her nap, so this is perfect timing to be able to call in. I was thinking, well, I'll get to listen to the show during her nap, but even better, I get to join you on the show. And I know that we've also been really wondering about, having a poet phone in to the show at some point. So I like that we get to test this out. Having a two-year-old at home means that sometimes there's a lot of unexpected things. So today was unexpected, but thanks for heading to the radio booth yourself, Jason.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
And calling me in.
No, it's great to have you with us one way or another. And it was really your idea to feature Tanya Evanson in today's show. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about why you wanted to do that, first of all.
Yes, I did. I was very enthusiastically sent the idea over to Jason when we were thinking about the fact that we'd been playing a lot of Montreal records that have been coming out this year by poets. And it just seems like a time for Montreal poets to be putting out albums and not just, publishing books, but actually making music. And I thought about Tanya Evanson. I know that sometimes she goes by Tahita Tanya Evanson. We're just going to call her Tanya because we know her very well. And so I'm going to go with that too. But I thought of Tanya's work and the fact that this year she put out, in fact, a film. And I've been following the release of the film, and it is this film that's called Cyano's Sun Suite. And then I thought, well, actually, this month, she's really been doing a big build-up for the release of the audio for this film. And so I thought, well, we've been listening to Montreal-based poets and their records, and let's listen to this. So the other thing about it is, if you imagine, well, you've been listening, and I certainly have been while listening to today's show, that this all was recorded, Cyano Sun Suite was recorded at the Biosphere in Montreal. And so the Biosphere, it's not the Biodome. Montreal also has a Biodome, but it's not in the Biodome. It's a Biosphere that is outside. If you imagine like a lookout or a Belvedere, as is often referred to, this great lookout down on one of the little islands at the foot of the city in the river, and this like massive structure that's also, it's like, it looks, I don't know how to describe it. Like, how would you describe it, Jason? Like almost like a sphere, but it has material that you can see through. So it's like almost this giant spherical looking shape, and they performed in the middle of it and recorded this album that we're listening to there. So the visuals of it are really incredible. If you happen to listen and you're from Vancouver, you can think of almost like a science world that you can see through. That's what the biosphere looks like.
Yeah, it's like being inside a geodesic dome or...
The geodesic dome. It's totally a geodesic dome. So it really... I feel like the way that it's like, it's such an Afrofuturist inspired record, really the futuristic sound of it is also really expressed by the space in which it was recorded. So I like thinking of that while listening to it.
Super. Well, thanks for all that information, because I would not have been able to share that with our audience without you here. So I'm glad you were able to join us.
I'll just add too that if listeners are interested in, well, first of all, indeed, you can check out looking up Tahita Tanya Evanson and find the audio, but also Tanya's Instagram, which her handle is Radia Silencia. Or looking up Evanson's work there, you can probably find it, I'm sure, on other social media as well. But she's posted a lot of the behind-the-scenes photos. So I'll suggest that Spoken Web share it on our social media. So check out Spoken Web social media maybe for a reshare of that. And you can see what I'm talking about with this massive geodesic dome and Tanya singing with the band around her right there recording this album.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to have to go to a little break. But after that, I'm going to play one more track from Sino Sun's suite before playing some of that archival material from the Spoken Web collections that I mentioned. Is there a particular track that you would like to select or dedicate to little Clara when we come back from the ad?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was intrigued by the one that is called... I want to say it's, it sounds like it's going to be not about community. It's called Null Island, but I think that this one, that piece is really about community. So maybe Null Island when you come back.
Null Island. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to play Null Island. We're dedicating it to little Clara. It's selected by Catherine McLeod. But first, we're going to listen to this. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us, even though you couldn't make it into the studio today. Really appreciate it.
This is great. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. We'll talk soon.
I'll be there for the next one.
Awesome.
And listening now.
Lay production Nuit Afrique, in collaboration with TD Bank Group, presents 5 exclusive concert events from February 2nd to the 28th, highlighting roots and rhythms celebrating Black History Month. Don't miss the tribute to Tamani Djabate and the closing concert of Samba Touré, the legendary guitarist of Ali Farka Touré. Reserve your tickets now and discover the complete program at festivalnuitafrique.com.
Hey, this is Chris Cohen, and you are listening to CJLO, Montreal Underground Radio.
So as Catherine requested, here's Null Island from Sino Sun Suite, Tanya Evanson.
And children of Earth Island, listen to the word. Listen then, children of Earth Island, listen to the word, for we are going to the center of Earth, where 0 degree latitude meets 0 degree longitude, null, null. that place, there is a soul boy floating. That place does not exist, but computers think we live there. It begins on the shores of the Korley Lagoon, where the Oda River splits in two in the center of the city of Accra, Ghana, West Africa. A young man without arm or leg is folded into an imagination-powered bicycle, and he rolled down Abasoya Okai Street from where Agba Blosha used to be. The electronic waste scrapyard where all our old data is recycled on tropical gray dust, the fresh rust every day with such intensity. Imagination-powered man move along the western edge of Makola Market past his sister shop, shop in electric blue Ankara mermaid silhouette. She carrying 10 pounds of shea butter firewood on top of the head like it nothing but the source of all beauty and hard drive every day with such intensity. Every day with such intensity. Heat is in the marrow here. Local folk barely break a sweat. Only diasporic bodies at the door of return of no return sweat all the middle passage we got. Wearing American cotton picking dress on a walk 4 degrees north of equator every day with such intensity. The sun could power all the machine we could ever throw at her. Or devour them turned on like a member of the family to whom we throw garbage without ever wanting to throw garbage every day with such intensity. Imagination-powered brother head down to Jamestown past the lighthouse, down the ramp into the Gob fishing village. On the shores of the Gulf where cousins stare and smile when they see your light skin and shoes come in. Running islands of color and joy on sand blackened from grilling fire and burnt out tire every day with such intensity. Every day with such intensity. We at the shoreline now with a bright rainbow, narrow tamarind pod, fishing boats lined up tight together with bows pointed up, cut like hands, fishermen sitting quiet, mending piles of seafoam net and asking for alms from the daughter of return every day with such intensity. A king from Ethiopia up at the rising phoenix who shared his herb refused to believe that I'd been married so long and didn't have children. He said, in Africa, even if you do not have children, you say that you have children every day with such intensity. Oh, children of Africa, rest easy, walk easy, we love you, and we are happy to see you. We are ancestors to each other. This land is yours. Just wear light color when you're off continent so we can see you from here and know that you are not lost at sea like so many before, every day with such intensity. The whole African continent vibrates like a central nervous system CPU. It cold, push you out to swim into rough sea where 0 degrees meets 0 degrees, Guinea, Ghana. Out here on the soul, boy, data may go to die, but be resurrected in Africa next day, every day with such intensity.
That was Catherine MacLeod's selection, Null Island, from Sino Sun Suite by Tanya Evanson. That's her new album just out. And, you know, it got me thinking that January 31st, 2020, so like 5 years ago, is that 5 years ago? Really recently, a few days ago, 5 years ago, Tanya Evanson gave a performance and a talk as a spoken web event at Concordia's Fourth Space on oral poetry, storytelling, monologue, slam, and experimental sound performance. She used the work of Kai Kello, Mo Clark, and Kat Kidd as sort of the examples that she was using to really talk about the art form that she's been engaged in for many, many years. And then it all sort of rounded out with a live performance that she gave in the Fourth Space at Concordia with Tanya on vocals and a group of musicians that she brought with her, sort of Jason on percussion, Jean-Michel Frédéric on keys. And I remember at the time who was working the board, who brought the PA system to allow that to happen in the Fourth Space at Concordia. Well, none other than, of course, Ian Ferrier, who had been running the Words and Music show for decades, over 20 years. And right now we're going to turn our attention to a clip from the archives of Tanya Evanson performing in Ian Ferrier's Words and Music show at the Casa del Popolo in Montreal. This is from a show that took place in 2013, I should say. Tanya performed on stages that Ian had prepared and organized for artists in the city numerous times, like dozens of times. And so it was an important platform. You know, the spaces that Ian created were important platforms for the exploration of her art. And we're going to get a little taste of that. Here, Ian's not behind the board, but he's introducing her. And then he'll be accompanying her a little bit later in this clip from 2013 of Tanya Evanson performing live at the Casa del Popolo.
Welcome to our fabulous second set. And our fabulous second set performer who used to spend a lot of time here and then vanished into the West Coast and then deep into Istanbul and worked as a professional whirling dervish and still does. Yeah. She's the author of three fantastic compact discs, of which this is one called Language for Gods. And it's really fun to have her in Montreal. Please welcome Tanya Evanson.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful being here. I'm just going to go right into it. This is a cannibal love song for all the gluttonous lovers. I shall eat you, said the Carib girl, your tender thigh on rice. I shall cook you in broth, corn, beans, and pepper. Unwanted parts can be sold at market. Protein is protein, animal, insects. Heads, arms, and legs in earthen jars passed among us. Tlacat lauli, maize man's stew. Forgive me, I eat you. Tlacat lauli, maize man's stew. Forgive me, I eat you. You found me on an island in the salted sea. Now that I have you, I offer a feast to friends and family. Oh, my beloved son, you are my mirrored self, kernels of dry corn sculpted into man. I drink chocolate in your honor, wear cotton, and make a pyramid of my hair. I reclothe in your sacrifices new skin that covers earth each spring. Breaking, cutting, sawing marks, burning pattern seasoning, slippage, bone cakes, human sweetbread, fresh meat falling from the bone, virgin marrow full of grease. A fire to cook the brain. Tlacat lauli, maize man stew. Forgive me, I eat you. Tlacat lauli, maize man stew. Forgive me, I eat you. My god of food and vegetation, oh my butterfly, your other thigh to Moctezuma. I reclothe in your sacrifice, I God itself. This is my religion. Tlacat lauli, maize man stew. Forgive me, I eat you.
Thank you. So I like to live mythology. It's not just in books. It's real. I'm really happy to be here. This is kind of an impromptu show. I'm on tour, as Ian was saying, and I'm a whirling dervish. I have one move, and it goes like this. Like that. That's my one move. I can just do it for a really long time without getting dizzy. So you're on a spinning planet. Anyway, is anyone clutching a cell phone? Does anyone have a cell phone like in their hand or like really close to them? If you don't, I'd be really impressed. Any cell phones? Any cell phones around? Close by? Can you just take out your cell phones, everybody? If you've got one nearby, I'm sure you do. We're all online, just not right now. And can you just give me a fist pump with the cell phone? Just like put it way up in the air? Because yeah. You know, there are many things that we have a lot of heat together. Either we love each other, we fuck each other, or we go online with each other. So this is an internet poem. Internetology. Before records or RAM, radio, radiation, we had slowness. A real root directory. We were tight with the world. But now we're an all probability cloud, inline, online. Yin yang, binary numbers in time, fractions of our former warmer selves. We like, we link, we love, we save, silently. Collectively suckling our baby, internetology. Now our baby has meta emotions. Baby's got emotions about emotions. Data about data. Wind about wind. Baby be metaphysical. Physical without being physical. Mindful without being mindful, and even more than. Now you, me, and baby, we move so little, but we travel so great. I mean, world moves beyond world at this rate. Non-stop this telecommunicatory. Sidewalk that ambulatory. We are walking heads down at clay tablets, Sumerian style. You know what I'm talking about? Because we are walking heads down a clay tablet, Sumerian style, extinct, papyrus out. Is this singularity? Are we merging with artificiality? Machine versus mind, nano naked divine. Will you tap my arm to expose USB porn? Frontal lobe, Google horn, I'm Googling as I speak. Cloud computing as I eat. I'm texting as I tweet. All the Googleicious Googleitarians feast! Eat my Facebook. Tweet. Occupy. Tweet. Tweet, tweet. We like, we link, we love, we save. Silently. Internetology. We getting juice from a box of oil sand and farts. Silicon chip make we blue lit. A hard drive from the sun. Finger tapping, interwebbing, radiating, fire. From fire. And oh, how I miss the times when palms touched, nothing to tell a tale, and the light was a fire between us. We could really see what we were saying. But now we like, we link, we love, we save, silently. Internetology. Internetology. Internet.
Tavern Tour is back from February 6th to 8th. With more than 80 artists, the tour will blast through the bars and venues of Boulevard Mont Royal, Saint Laurent, and Saint Denis. Make sure to check out artists such as The Gories, Billy Woods, The Sadies, Wombo, We Are Wolves, La Securité, Croy, Pax, Chandra, Charlotte Cornfield, Ralph Francis, Ada Lee, The Drin, Kaya Hoax, Alex Walton, Pryors, Gus Engelhorn, and many more. Check out taverntour.ca to get a look through the whole lineup and get your tickets online. Presentation from La Caisse des Jardins du Plateau Montréal.
This is Bobby from The Gruesomes, and when I'm not freaking out the squares with my fuzzed out riffs, I'm tuning in to the freaky, wigged-out vibes of that psychedelic, mind-blowing love in CJLO Underground Radio.
All right, we're back. It's Sonic Lit. This is Jason Camelot, and we were listening to a couple of spoken word pieces that Tanya Evanson had performed at the Casa del Popolo back in 2013. While we were off air, Catherine sent me a text, and Catherine and I have a little bit of a running gag going, at least between ourselves, where we correct each other's pronunciation or knowledge on the things that we're playing on air. And I've had a good run. I've been able to correct her on a few things over the last few shows. But this time, Catherine texted that I've been saying the title of Tanya's newest record, which I've been saying as CNO, as though it's Cyrano, like the Bergerac, CNO Sunsuite, but it's actually Cyano Sunsuite. So chalk up a point for Catherine. And I did want to make that correction, Cyano Sunsuite by Tanya Evanson. We're going to listen to one more short track from Cyano Sunsuite, and then we'll play out with some more from that longer archival clip of Tanya performing at the Casa del Popolo, probably getting to at least a minute or two of listening to her with Ian Ferrier accompanying her on the guitar. But first, 10 Quintillion from Cyano Sunsuite.
Now bloodsuckers don't bother. Only hierarchy or tears. They infect us even in our sleep, set up websites in our dreams as we search for loopholes in their net. They say, you rich in a poor country, so you rich. You poor in a rich country, you're probably rich. You poor in a poor country, I still take your blood. It's like they want us to go down, one by malaria, one, taking action without heart as if pests and no regard for what coin cannot buy. You can't take it away. You can't take it away. You take invasion pathway or you take no salary at all. This is our human duty, come straight out the dead and fallen leaves of forest of fine example fossils from ancestral here right up the interstellar. Now take the beetle regenerator who take out and put back into the soil equally, of which we are all citizen, and their balls of dung are more powerful than we will ever know, and they emerge fully formed from it. There's no world without animal. There's no world without animal. There's no world without animal. Never mind the income they pull in. Honey, pollen, silk, shellac, wax, gold, diamond, data, retail food and crude. I mean animal raised us inside and out. And we took all that capital and spent it because our inner animal was hungry or angry. And now we're nothing but dishonorable organisms on all this stolen property. And for our children, is there anything but bankruptcy, retirement savings, pension? No crime will save us now. No crime will save us now. No crime will save us now. No enterprise, no amulet. So pray. Take action with heart to survive hostile conditions. Be a new scarab from old Egypt who can roll the sun across the morning sky and stimulate dead hearts back to life.
All right, that was Tanya Evanson, 10 Quintillion from Cyano Sunsuite. I forgot to mention when I played that tavern tour ad that I wanted to give an extra little plug to the Sadie Show on Friday night at, where is it? The Sadie Show on Friday night, you can look it up, because Bluebird is going to be playing there as well. And so if you're going to the Sadie's, make sure you get there on time because that's a great band to check out as well. So we're going to play out Return, where we left off, to Tanya Evanson playing at the Casa del Popolo. I want to thank Catherine McLeod once again for calling in today and providing us with some context and information about some of the Tanya Evanson pieces that we've been playing. And so let's return to the Casa del Popolo 2013. Tanya Evanson's on stage. Ian Ferrier had just introduced her. And who knows what we're going to hear next.
Thank you. See, I have my, you know, this is next generation of internet. I'm ready here. It's both a mirror and a computer, you know, set up here. Who knows what I'm doing here right now on stage. So this year I'm a gypsy. I'm originally from Montreal, but I kind of live in Vancouver now, even though I'm homeless and I don't actually have a home. My stuff is in storage. And it was kind of a scary decision to decide to not live anywhere. there's always a certain sense of fear and anxiety and apprehension and what's coming around the corner. And recently I was at Banff this year, and I was just telling Kai this story today about something I saw there. I was walking from the Banff Center to the town of Banff, and in between the two there's this cemetery. It's called the Old Banff Cemetery, very original name. And it was spring, blue sky, carpet of snow. So I went into the cemetery. I thought, okay, this is going to relax me. Cemeteries are usually a relaxing place, unless the ancestors going, "Wah!" But they, you know. So I went in, I sat down on a bench, and I just looked up at the sky. I said, this should be relaxing me, right? How come I don't feel relaxed? Oh, what's going on? The birds are singing, the sky is blue. It wasn't working for me. So as I stood up to leave, I looked right in front of me, and right there was a huge tombstone with the letters F-E-A-R, fear, on the tombstone. And first thing I thought was like, is this a Buddhist joke? This is like, you know, a Buddha's going, fear on a tombstone, that's for you. So upon closer inspection, I realized that this was the tombstone of the Fear family. And there were all these tablets down there for the Fear family. There was Thomas Fear, and then there was Mary Fear, there was Jane Fear, you know, kind of 1885 to 1967. And I realized the death of Fear had been right in front of me the whole time, and I'd almost missed it. So don't miss it, be fearless. And upon that, I'd like to invite Ian Ferrier to come up. So we had a 30-minute rehearsal, and let's see what happens. If I'm truly fearless, it will be hot and delicious. So, a common topic of conversation these days is apocalypse. We like to talk about the apocalypse and make movies about the apocalypse and television shows about the apocalypse. So I have some pointers for you in case it should happen. This is called Apocalypsiata. Send out protective animals, because some will come in fancy cars or ragged dress, seeking blackmail. Prepare your weapons well. Brute response is based on brute preservation. In the name of survival, keep trust alive. Power to the peaceful. Buy a gun, remove the bullets. You can always eat money. It's just wood or metal. Alchemize. Stay close to home.